Keith De Lacy is no stranger to the foreign investment debate. The former Queensland Treasurer was once the chairman of Cubby and is now the driving force of the iFed irrigated agriculture proposal in the Etheridge Shire, which is in Queensland's north. Mr. De Lacy, just hearing some of this so far today, what message do you think it sends to foreign investors?
Oh, Craig, I'm very disappointed. I need some more clarification. It seems as though it's only on farmland. It is not investment as such, foreign investment as such. And how that's going to be worked out, I'd need some clarification. But the signal it sends, of course, is that we're not sure we want foreign investment. Is Australia open for business? I mean, ever since the beginning of time, since the beginning of the expansion of Australia, you know, settlement in Australia, we have depended on foreign investment for our growth. We just don't have enough capital in this country. It's a large country with a small population, and we've ridden on the back of foreign investment right from the word go. In the early days, it was Britain, then it was the US. More recently, it's been Japan and China. But whichever way, without foreign investment, we would be a very much poorer and less consequential country.
Keith De Lacy,
people need to understand that.
It is a very emotional debate, foreign investment. What difference would it make to, say, progress for iFed, dropping that threshold from, what was it, around about $250 million to $15 million?
There's always been a threshold of zero for sovereign investment, you know, government-owned entities.
Yep.
And that's been a complication, of course. And that affects China more than anywhere because there's more government-owned entities in China than in most, certainly in all the Western countries, most of the ones that invest. But all this will do now is add another layer of red tape. It will send a signal that we don't really want foreign investment. We can probably live with it because people want to invest in Australia. They certainly want to invest in agriculture in Australia, but it just complicates it. It makes it harder. It will slow business down. And then some of the projects that I'm involved with, it may make them very difficult.
Well, I was going to say, would iFed be possible without foreign investment in your mind?
The signals we're getting is that it will never be fully funded from within Australia. It is foreigners that really understand the need to invest in agriculture. I think to a certain extent because they understand big populations and the possibility of hunger, whereas Australia, maybe we're too well fed. But it's not that easy to raise funds in Australia for agricultural projects. And to the extent that we're making it more difficult to have foreign investment, it doesn't help anyone. And can I just make one other point?
Mm.
I know it's an emotional debate. But the beneficiaries of foreign investment are Australia. The taxes are paid here, the jobs are created here, the wealth is created here. In every way, we are the beneficiary.
So in saying that, Mr. De Lacy, it almost sounds like you're telling the government that they've got this wrong.
Yes. I'm sorry if I've got to send that signal, but they have. In a political sense, I know there's some areas where it's very sensitive, but that is highly emotional. It's not based on facts. It's not based on economics. It's just based on emotion. And dare I say, there's an element of xenophobia in it. And it's just a pity if we were to make policy based on that.
Mr. De Lacy, as far as iFed is concerned, that project, where are things up to? Have you got investors that have signed on?
All we're raising initially is call it venture capital, if you like, but to take it through the approval stage and to bankable feasibility. After that will be the big fundraising, and we would prefer it all came from Australia, give Australians the first chance, but a great deal of that will come from offshore. Most of the funds that we've got committed in this first $15 million raising is from Australians. They are Australians that want a part of the action, if you like. In the early stages, I'm not sure that it will negatively impact on iFed, but we haven't raised all of that $15 million yet, and this won't make it any easier, and that's for sure.
Keith De Lacy, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Craig.